Cup of coffee. Exceptionally smooth. With our minds blended.
Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
This is Yasa Sagonige, a seventh-grade grandson of Sawanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evenings and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You are listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. You have been led by the Spirit to Prophecy Keepers Radio, a cooperative service of the White Roots of Peace Council. Whether it be the modern Asaga of Peru, the current Kahunas of Hawaii, today's medicine people of the Americas, the Holy Ones of Africa, shamans of the East, North, West, and South, or the present-day Atawehis of the Cherokee, we bring you the traditional elders and teachers of our modern times and their confidants from the Americas, the steppes of Asia, the Holy Land, the islands of the sea, Africa, and Australasia. We have not been conquered, and we defy the established order. This is Will Bluewater, the host of Prophecy Keepers Radio, speaking on behalf of the White Roots of Peace Council.
It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow? It's the 500-year resistance. You can't break the connection. Follow?
Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. Folks, the scriptures say, "My people perish for lack of knowledge." We live in a world that's becoming more and more dangerous as time goes by. Millions of people are aware of this fact now and are actively preparing. Back in 2004, the folks here at Prophecy Keepers Foundation foresaw this situation and began preparing information for you. Friends, I seriously suggest that you head over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look at the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library. The Prophecy Keepers Trilogy is a 1,000-page intelligence briefing. The trilogy is a sum total of many years of collecting, collating, analyzing, and comparing prophecies from all over the planet. Before he passed away in 1985, Mad Bear Anderson predicted that someone would do exactly what we have done. Mad Bear passed into spirit in 1985 before he could realize his dream of collecting and comparing prophecies from all over the world. He said in his biography, "Someday someone will collect all the native people's prophecies, myths, and legends and would publish them in one place so they could be compared with those of all native peoples worldwide, and then we really will have something." And friends, you'll be absolutely shocked to find out that we discovered exactly what that something was that Mad Bear wanted everyone to know. As it turns out, that certain special something that Mad Bear was searching for in the prophecies has everything to do with your physical safety and how to protect it. Now folks, there's absolutely nothing available on the planet like this collection. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keeper's Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files in 222 folders. You'll also receive direct access to links that will allow you to download all 145 past Prophecy Keeper's interviews. Now folks, I won't kid you. Prophecy Keepers does need money to continue to operate. We had a very close call at the end of last month. We almost didn't raise the funds that we needed to stay here on Blog Talk Radio. So please head on over to prophecykeepers.info and take a look. OCO, Aginalii, this is Blue Otter coming to you from the Cumberland Plateau, the ancient home of the Aniuntikwalaski, the people of the lightning and thunder, or the military protectors of the Cherokee Nation.
Coast AM from the Kingdom of Nye with Art Bell.
It is. Good morning, everybody. I'm Art Bell. And if we get our phones hooked up right, and we've just had a disconnect problem, we are going to, in this half hour, sometime in this half hour, have two Hopi elders on the program. We've never tried this before. Unfortunately, we just got a disconnect, and we're getting a busy signal trying to get back through. So bear with us. We will have all this connected shortly. We do have Robert Ghostwolf on the line from, I believe, one of the Dakotas. We'll find out about that in a moment. And he'll give us kind of a preamble to what's going to happen. Here we go. This has never been tried on national radio before, so anything may happen here, folks. I have no idea. First, we are going to go to Robert Ghostwolf, who is out somewhere in the Dakota. Where are you, Robert?
Hi, Art. I'm in the Black Hills.
In the Black Hills of North Dakota?
Of South Dakota.
South Dakota, all right.
I'm here with family. It's powwow time. And we're just all here together. And I'm going to be talking to some other elders up here, possibly, about getting together with us.
All right. Would you explain to us, we are about to hear two Hopi elders, and we are not going to give their real names on the air. We are going to call them Grandfather 1, Grandfather 2, and Grandmother Hopi. And why are we doing this?
Basically, Art, there's already been a lot of controversy about these elders stepping out and speaking like this to the world. And they have had some threats made against them already. And so we are taking precautions to make sure that they're basically safe. I hope that people can understand this. And I also hope that people can understand that these people are not professional speakers or lecturers. So we're going to do the best we can to make this run smooth as soon as we get the phone lines hooked up again.
All right, I think we are hooked up. I believe we are hooked up. At any rate, that is the explanation. There have been threats, and so we are going to call the people.
It's very dangerous for something like this to happen, and also this is, you know, it's quite unusual for elders to be willing to come out and speak like this. The thing is that we've hit a point in our progression through these changes where it's important to get the news out. It's important for the children of the world. It's important for all of us to hear what they have been trying to say now for many, many years.
All right. Let's see if we can get the hookup going here. And I believe we're going to Phoenix, Arizona. And let's see if we have Grandfather 2 on the line with us. Hello?
Hello.
How?
Yes, hello there.
Hi.
I hear you just fine.
Okay.
Thank you for coming on the air tonight. And you are going to give us information, Grandfather 2, and also translate for us. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. I think that my first question, if I can ask the first question, and Robert, you're welcome to ask one anytime you would like.
Sure.
But I would like to ask Grandfather 1 why he has decided to come forward public at this time.
It is our time to bring forth the message into the world. It has been taught to us by our elders from way back. That is why I have chosen to step forward to bring out the message today. There are people out there who are leading two lives, are there to stop us from putting forth the message, but it is the elders that are that have given us this wisdom, that taught us the wisdom, are you know, telling us to do this now, so we are here to do this for you, the rest of the world.
With regard to what may be changing, Earth changes, is the time now very short?
It is time for, you know, the end times here that was prophesied, and through the dreams that were given to us also. And through those dreams, we are learning that we are getting very close to the end times.
Might we ask how old Grandfather One is, his age?
He's 75 years old.
And how old are the prophecies that we are talking about now?
Before the Christ,
he doesn't know just exactly what the age of these teachings are, and the prophecies, and he says that they've been given to them before, you know, Christ. So they've been, you know, handed mainly by word of mouth that it has been handed down.
How does Grandfather feel about the accuracy of the word that has been handed down? Many people dispute the Bible and whether or not it is accurate. With regard to Hopi prophecy, how does he feel about the accuracy of the prophecy?
He says that from the time when Yukima was the chief, and from there he had learned that, you know, he had been carrying this message, but mainly the message had been carried forth by word of mouth. The accuracy had to deal with the how well each individual that was given the opportunity to maintain the exactness of the prophecies. They were all given this prophecy, so they all had to meet at least, you know, once or twice a year or something like that in the kivas, where they would actually sit down and go back through that. And one person would, you know, talk about the prophecies, and if he ever so much as, you know, added something to it or left something out, then the rest of the group would know that part of the prophecies is missing. So they would tell him that you didn't say this one here, or you added this to it. So that's how this was kept alive, through word of mouth, and that everyone had to remember just what that prophecies were about.
Is grandfather or are you and others now having many dreams indicating that indeed these are the end times beginning to unfold?
Mama Jia, ka gringo. Tubing lao, senum, tumukwe, am nan botapu, ita, itam aka ikiwi ota, oi, paipanta, paita, aka, put tumukotak, itamau anjanioza. Yes, he has dreamed about these things, and that's how a lot of them are coming about, and they are true.
Robert, help me out
Robert
here.
Would you be willing to share any of his visions of what he sees coming in the immediate future?
I can't hear you,
okay,
Robert.
Okay, the question was, and I'll translate here if I have to.
Okay.
Would grandfather care to share any specific details of the dreams that he has had about what may be coming soon?
But by Pantagate, the Nahis, I want it, burn a few happy tongue. Pan Makang Burb was now, yes, and my Paspangs of Burn Pantak in a me in Nahita and a Rabampas at Burr Happy in a me Peter. Now, yes, and Pastetak Burr.
It wasn't exactly through the dreams. The dreams were part of this teachings that he knows, and part, you know, having to understand the exactness of the prophecies itself, and he had to go out and do a lot of prayers, and then he would go and do this, and he was doing this for a whole year, and at within a year's time, he had kind of lost interest in the giving of the prophecies to him, because he never received anything. So he decided to quit for a while, and finally, you know, within, you know, a few months, he decided to go back to his prayers, and he would go out and pray, and within a 4 years' time, he started receiving a lot of information. So that is how most of his information was received, through asking in prayer.
Could we please ask why he has decided to share it with the rest of the world? Because this has been something that has not been done before. So why has he decided to share this with us?
Through the elders' teachings and wishes, the elders wanted to, you know, let this become public, you know, at a time when we were, you know, close to the end times. And so he had decided to take this upon himself to, you know, let go of these things, and in hopes that there would be a number of people that would understand and realize what is going on and start, you know, praying and seeing that, you know, we are very close to it, and we are right now going through hard times, and he wants us to set some people aside their lives so that, you know, some lives may be spared.
That was going to be my next question, Grandfather, and that is, if you would ask Grandfather One, whether prayer, whether becoming of spiritual nature can change or will change any of what is coming.
A matter of quick change. If you wanted to change now and to go and change your life around and do your prayers, but it will, you know, help a little in the alleviation of much terrible outcome from, you know, the cataclysm. And this is there is a lot in store for all of us, and the amount of the intensity of this will be a lot less if we can all settle down and behave and not be, you know, in the way the actions of what we have right now, that, you know, like we are all being corrupt, and that has to be taken care of. We have to, you know, try to keep ourselves from being corrupted by anything else from the outside.
All right. We are going to stop for a moment now, for a few minutes. So everybody relax. Thank you very much. It is a great honor indeed. We have Grandfather 1 and 2 with us, Robert Ghostwolf in the Black Hills, and we're talking about Hopi prophecy. And when we come back, we'll try and press for some details as best we can. I'm Art Bell. This is Coast to Coast AM.
From the Kingdom of Nye, this is Coast to Coast AM with Art Bell. First-time callers may reach Art at area code 702-727-1222, 702-727-1222. Now, here again is Art.
Once again, here I am. Good morning, everybody. We have with us in South Dakota, the Black Hills, Robert Ghostwolf. And from Phoenix, Arizona, we have two Hopi elders from the Hopi Sinnoh, Grandfather 1 and Grandfather 2. And we are discussing Hopi prophecy. And we'll get back to it in a moment. What you're hearing now, as far as I know, has never been done on national radio before. So listen very carefully. Let's go back to the Black Hills and see if Robert Ghostwolf is still here. Are you there, Robert?
We're still here.
Okay, good. And back to Phoenix, Arizona, and Grandfather 1 and 2. Grandfather 1, are you there? Grandfather 2. Let me try. Yes. Grandfather 2.
Yes.
Okay, good. What we would like to do, if it's possible, is to ask Grandfather 1 if he can give us any details of what is going to happen here on Earth with this prophecy. What is coming? Any specific details at all?
Itam anta it yantakat akhi ta akhai jalayak pu anta hi itam pai ha ka jumuk nabuti wish nakapu bahat angka pirita pandihin hiniu ma angka nakput itabil nanbut yan nakapahat pu itam ityan takat ang ita mo ang buwan totan i inakakam hiniu man nakata nakput hapi itam antayet it yan takat nan wo ti yan ying wa pe ne kha pai ta as an ta bi sun sin om ni kya kyang ho pi sin om ha kha wa ti ni kya kyang po ma pa song yan an le k ni kha pi hi mo ya te te ya po mi mo ti ya kam po ma pi su s ke wa o ti na wo ti wo su
ni ta pa sun nan wo ta hi mo pa ti ni u ti ni ha pi po po te ri ngaw
Obet bin nakput ya ata. Pang hiniu makat put habin nak owi hi pandi i angka i nak yantan ya kapu pampi ang tiun nak owi pam habi pas kusin kaya ni. Panam henan tawi tamasi tapi nan wote ikya kyang pa pampi jung si wopi habi pas diusuyan i habi yo mun ka e pan ita mo so on chan na khe po e e mo pe yan i yo ho te na ka po pe ta la me po pe pa ang thi mo hin yin ne ka pa po pam pan chang pa pe te sung te na to e ha pi ita mo yo mo kaloma hin chan na ka e uru ho na ki tha bi yan yang ka itam asnal mam ka sya ko wi it yan da ka as ye se ko kam sinot a na ya po na wa kin pit ak pam man cha na man as pa su kyan e ma wo yon pang ka na man su kyan po le yem pai ko mai pang ka ko no sinot a pa yom it yan da ka hakim bas e phuru hong ban ka pa hat po it yan mum min na ka haki engan kanek panat engan pahat po itak hong hong ve pahat po hati it ye bian da ka teo ka ki kinayo tabian sinot enang
actually there are a few that he thinks are important things that will be coming up pretty shortly is one thing for sure that we are going to come upon is that World War III is that it will take place, and starvation is also a definite a part of this thing where we will hit starvation, and the weather change itself, it's erratic right now, and it's not, you know, what it should be. This weather climate itself is it's actually taking care of the crops already in a way that we're losing it, and that's part of you know, leading us into starvation because the crops will not produce.
Isn't it so that you were just able to plant the corn up in Hopi land just a few days ago, like a week or so ago, because of the weather?
Yes. People have just started to do those things, and it comes up, but the winds are drying them up, and then the weather has been erratic, like I said, and it's been very cold, and it's been, you know, actually they get frostbitten, like it's kind of like a frostbitten effect on it that it burns it up.
Yes, we are having the same thing here in Nevada, a kind of a frostbite. You are exactly right. We're having the same thing here with things that we have planted in the ground in Nevada, as though they were frostbitten, but I think affected by the winds as well.
Yes.
Now, these are three things: weather change, mass starvation, and the Third World War. Would you please ask Grandfather if the weather changes are the beginning of these changes, if what we see now with the weather is the beginning, and of course we're going to want to ask how soon these other changes he thinks will happen.
Yes, these are the signs of, you know, the changes, and then also part of it is, you know, right now we're having problems with crickets, which are, you know, a part of these prophecies where they would come in hordes, and
yes,
they will destroy the crops also. And that is what's happening also.
You're having that in Nevada, aren't you?
Yes, we are. In southern Nevada, we are having that. And apparently throughout large portions of the southwest, we're having that. Yes, indeed. And so then these weather changes are the beginning.
Yes.
When does Grandfather think the very serious part of the prophecies, another world war and mass starvation, when will these begin to manifest themselves? How far away from these are we?
Tokilat hisat pampan tenyakat put paka kapang kaosya yang pay pam kesin ka au pantan hin i akpit tenyakat pam put ang pas di son piu pasu sak au pit tenyak wu yang pang ka kong i su sak au pit tenyihi menyakat kita tangun nak no yang au wan tak pas pinanang pam osan tekayan tenyakang Songyan and Pan the Potsu, Yan that Nanak Pampasu, Saksongyan and now Yai, when he was un engineered in the Kapam Suvo, Itamuitan.
Well, it's been said that there is no exact time and date for these things, events to take place, and, but the year 2000 is a close, you know, approximation of the time where, you know, all of these will start to take place. But the teachings from the elders was that that they talked about that everything will happen at once, but when they say these things, they put it in a form that, you know, they say it's going to all happen at once, but it's not exactness of happening at once. It will happen, but they will, you know, fall pretty much short from, you know, the other following. It's like a domino effect. And this is, you know, when one thing happens, the next thing will fall into place, you know, when they will start to, but, you know, it'll be within a short time from one another. So This is what
are we talking within the next 2 years?
Well, he seemed to say within the year or by the year 2000. I guess this would be a first question, if there is a way to phrase this. Is the weather change that we now have the first domino?
It's been known that this had happened a long time ago, so in our prior world, it happened before, you know, same things had, you know, that they had gone through. And the teachings were that we were not supposed to follow in the same pattern and, you know, try to keep ourselves from going astray from our teachings. And these weather patterns that we talked about and the cataclysms that will take place are not really set in order in a fashion that any person could say that, you know, okay, the winds are going to do it this year, and then next year will be fires, and the following year will be earthquakes, you know. But and also he's saying that it's not exactly his words that that's the way it will take place, but he knows that these are signs, and they're readily available. All the signs are out there. Anyone can see that it is taking place. And it's only going to get bigger.
Does grandfather said other worlds or other civilizations, and that this has happened before. Now, did grandfather mean by that men have walked on the earth before, and that great catastrophes like the one we are now talking about came and wiped them out, and man started again? Is that what grandfather meant?
Yes.
Oh.
I have a question, if I may.
You may.
There's a lot of talk out now, and a lot of theories, and a lot of prophecies about these changes having dramatic effects on the configurations of the land masses, that they will be tremendous cataclysmic changes. Does grandfather, do the Hopi see this as happening in that manner? Will there be very dramatic earth changes that will cause the face of the earth as we know it to change dramatically?
Sen nam tekni sen hinwat pai pi ayang ka pi pi pantak laura me hisat pumamo di yes po pa po pum pam pai pi kasus yaniu di pinyo ye pi tet ko te po pum enang pi pam nam te ka ovenyo po pum a te tangata po pum a ho ti pe nung ne ka pi a ho yan yes wa kyang itana na pin to ti pinyo po po tubing la sen i na tiu an pinyo
Pai pang ka kongan ta pai pomahin pet hini utap na ka pai pio an ni ho asna me wan ta pa pa ka kait hini hisat hini utap ka kapan hini wis ni as pa pa ni ka kyang pai ai tan de song ka an ak ekin tus ka pachit ko yan is ka dit kana na mi so ta ka to te ko i habito ka ti
Yes. The earth changes will take place in such a way that, you know, this whole planet here will become a different type of planet, you know, because of the changes in itself. It had happened before, like, you know, we mentioned earlier that it did happen before that they went through these changes, and it was taught that that we weren't supposed to go back to the same routine that we had gone through in the past life. And it's, you know, and that was the corruption that we were going through. This, what we're going through today, there's so much corruption out there. And these were the things that led us to these things. And even animals, insects, all of these things will all turn around on us. And you know, they're going to just, you know, lead us to the same things again.
So we're repeating history.
Yes. Even though it can be your own pet, it can go against you.
The animals will turn against us.
Yes.
Already I have spoken to many experts, animal experts, who are saying that animal attacks all across North America are increasing many, many fold. So this could be the beginning of that.
Yes.
All right, we are close to another break, but I would like to ask Grandfather if there will be any difference in the way the people in the cities, the great cities of America and the world, Los Angeles, New York, Chicago, will feel these changes, and people in remote areas like Arizona, New Mexico, Nevada, and the Dakotas, where Robert is now. Will there be a big difference?
In the changes?
Yes.
Mama Jeha. Kupang pama yes kam anza pi wako sidit ang anza pi yes kam anza pi pama ha ka kriit yantakat nanap tanak panok itam it yantakat itam yan yaay kuyan sinot aone o pama pang as nanap te pahat po hapi hinuwat alam totin yung yanu wat hapi itam navote we poma pe pa khosa sinom ne khaye pam hin to at pes ko na mi o to ki o tak poma pe put et ya no i hopi i mu sinom pe na pse kwat pe o ang ne kha pam as an da put o we poma nam yan ta kyang san kr pam na mi hurtin no o we e pes ko na am hin hin ta ne kha i pa
All right. I must break in here, Grandfather. We must take a break now. When we come back, we will look for the answer to that question, all right?
Okay.
All right. Everybody stay right there. Thank you very much. You are listening to what I believe to be a first on radio. You're listening to two Hopi elders, and we are discussing Hopi prophecy, something that has not been done in public until now. I hope you're listening carefully. From the high desert, I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM. It's about the cities and the country and massive earth changes. In other words, changes of the continental locations. And that would also appear to be in the offing. We are going to continue to ask questions for as long as we're able. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM, so stand by. All right. Once again, first back to Robert Ghostwolf in the Black Hills of South Dakota. And for those who have just joined, we are not using names other than Grandfather 1 and Grandfather 2, two Hopi elders from the Hopi Sinome. And the reason we are not using names, Robert, is please.
There has been many threats to these elders for having the courage to come out and speak these prophecies to the world for various reasons. And we are trying to keep them and their families safe and also keep them from being inundated by harassment from people who feel perhaps that these messages should not be shared by everyone in the world, which is not their opinion, which is why they are here now talking to us.
All right.
And also, I just got news that our site's down for a little bit.
Your site is also down.
But if they want to get more information on these prophecies, I have a number that they can call to get the books that have at least 200 of these prophecies in them.
All right.
That's 1-800-905-8367. It's 1-800-905-8367.
There
are operators standing online right now.
All right.
To take up because of what happened to the web, or they can call the Wolf Lodge office in Washington, which is 509-465-1606.
All right, that's 509-465-1606.
Yeah.
It's odd that your site and my site are both down. I think it's traffic related. All right, now back to Phoenix, Arizona. And Grandfather One, the question was, all of these changes that are going to occur, including a world war, will there be a different effect in the cities than there is in the country?
Are they there?
A different effect in the cities?
Yeah, in other words, will there be more trouble in the cities, in America's large cities, or the world's large cities, with these changes?
In the big cities, you know, it will affect, you know, a lot. You know, the how much corruption there will be within the cities, you know, and also, you know, the people themselves, you know, have to be aware of all of these things that will take place, so they have to start changing too also. But he's not asking anyone to follow him in the way he put himself on the path that he is on. And he's not asking anyone to follow him in that. It is up to the individual to make that decision for his or herself as to which direction they want to go. And because the when you make that decision for a choice for yourself, what you want to do with your life, you don't blame anybody else for the actions, for your own actions, what you do. And if something happens to you along the way, then you're not going to say that, you know, you were forced into it. These are the things that he had looked into also. That's why he's saying that he's not asking anyone to follow him in that. The way he is leading himself, he's only giving out advice that, you know, that's this is what they should do, but you know, they should start changing themselves and having to go back to the old ways of living a simple life, of having to take care of themselves from the land that is available to them and from the food that they grow, because these are the things that will help you along the way when you come to your hard times. And so the people must, you know, make these decisions for themselves.
All right. There are many that I have interviewed, many others, who see the future, who say that our sun, the sun, is beginning to change and that it is causing some of these changes here on Earth. Does Grandfather know anything about that?
From his teachings that were given to him, and he has understood that yes, that the solar axis itself, the sun, is going to change. The places, you know, that normally have cold weather will have hot weather. And you know, the weather itself is going to get even worse, you know, where this temperatures are going to even rise higher, and that will, you know, burn up the crops and dry up the earth, that nothing will, you know, be able to grow. But it is true that the sun itself is, you know, being affected by this also.
Mm-hmm. In farmers' fields around the world, in many, many places in the world, as a matter of fact, even tonight, for the first time ever in the state of Virginia, there is a very complex, what we call crop circle. These are strange formations in farmers' crops. Does Grandfather know anything about what these may be and why they happen?
Pa anta itam pu but pan ta kan pan yang owe no yang pang kau lau itam it yan yang kat hi ta itam te de win to te ka chu pan itam pa ak ha kam hin lo ma hin wo si it ka chi chong wa ak ne
kapantan na katang kakwangon niya ka owi itam as kapan to tinipapo niya kat kito tang uwewe yung itam itjek ita tupsiyo ni pas anza to tin nan nao kinuse itam itlan uruhut ang kapas itam kiana naptat pus chong maya itam maknaay kinan pawat yun na kata
tubing lao ki aye Papa puma ui yo ang pam ura hin pento ta ura ang hin pe yo
pap
ko put during law
pa anta pang ti pam yo ke put anta paswa pento ta ka puma ti pa ita mo nan no bot na yan ka ovi pam pa ha ka put na pa te ta pa panu wan tak pa su an na ma ti ma pe ta we ni ka owe put inang bi pe yang kat o o ya ya put nang tai ta ngun nak pam pa owe put it yang so ngwa ya tin hin ta ne kat put pam ter to awi yang wa anga hin itam ayo nang ke a bi hin su se pat it itam yes ne ka i put pan pang ten to ta pa ma pa o ngak sinom son pe ka pa bi hin mo bi pang put an da pen tin
he has heard about these things and seen pictures of the crop circles that have been, you know, out there. And these are, in his own mind, you know, these are teachings also. And they're telling us what is becoming of our times and where it is leading us. And he has had a chance to look at a few of them, and he does understand what they're trying to put through, the message in the circles itself, and it's telling us, you know, that we are very close to it and what we need to do in order to get ourselves, you know, back on track and seeing the other end of it, you know, more or less when he says the other end of it is where you get to see all the things happen and live again to see, you know, for the new life to start.
Okay, then this is a good question. We have many strange machines that fly in our sky that we call UFOs. What do the Hopi have to say regarding these kinds of things that have been seen to fly in the sky, what the Hopi may have called Star Brothers, who have come from the heavens?
Oo, yung pang kakunganak pa yan sa bibit as tipunak na yung unik yung panis pang kakunganak po maungak hito yan sa itamay sen paangwa yan po sen itamay pakapaangwa yan kat payan was sa put pakahak pas in pas ya ato taobi yomo niya kat in po mahin to tinya kat pano yan wa sa obi ito wa si itaan sa pumuwa mo yan paas an sa itamu sa niya paangwa yan sa nita mo ka paangwa yan nuk obi ita put pantakat an sa nat no tayo mo put ita pi pa ka yos to tak po hapi ita ma ka put an sa tutubin ang yos to tak po pa nat itam ita timpa put yos to tayo pumayang po yaw na mga hito flying saucers nuk put ang itam anta po hinuwis ka o itam pahi tahay kyala pa ti papanta na katpang ka itam hay kyala yak po ma yang itam mo paput.
Back now to my guests, Robert Ghostwolf in the Black Hills. Robert.
How you will.
Hi. And grandfather one and two in Phoenix, Arizona. And here is going to be, I guess, a hard question, but one that I should ask. I understand that Native elders speak about prophecy through the tradition of storytelling. And I guess there are stories that relate to something called the purifier. Is there some way that Grandfather could explain to us a story about the, what the purifier is, and perhaps a little bit of the story? Is that an okay question?
The story about that is that we do know that we did have a brother who was set out, and he is out there, and with that brother and from the society of the Onehorn clan, they made a pact that that the from the Onehorn clan and the society and the brother had made that it's a law that of the purifying time would come, and you know this was already done. It was like a it had been already been done, you know, organized, and it was you know established
like a contract,
and that the story is that there will be come a time that that whoever is going to come and you know to purify the people and the I'm having a hard time here.
I understand it is hard to translate this.
Yeah, this is
sometimes there are not words that translate to English.
I understand. Maybe I could ask this. What is the purifier? Is the purifier just Hopi, is it the Hopi prophecy, or is the purifier something specific? Is it a comet, or is it something from the heavens, or how may we know what the purifier is?
Pamhimuhak itamay puwata nita.
pom ita pinat nat nat pom na pam ita pawa happy pam tanipi takapo pam ita may put ak happy puwatan po itam hopi tep kuman niya kaita pa kakam tanipi tinyang kawitam kusin haki amam basin na naiwan na pampa sa ita pawa niya kaya pam haki wuko na sa amam naiwan na kai yantak owe pam ita may happy puwata me hati pampa ko ne ko itam it puwati yon ne kat ngay te e hati pasinga vil te ka ita hati kusim ka wii ki an ne ko e pahana ne three world war te put pamyay ne tapas
the purifier is, you know, as mentioned, is the other brother that was sent forth out to the east. And this was the teaching that he had, you know, he was sent out to the east and that he would reach the point of origin where the sun would come out up from. And when he reached that place, then he would touch his head to the earth and then return back to us. And when this, you know, time comes, that's the end, at the end of, you know, these end times, and, you know, time for a purification time when he will return back. But he is the one that has the, in a way, you know, the weapons or the artillery, and he is the big brother, so he would know what to do and how he would help us. And how he would, you know, go about in having to make us understand. And if, you know, his job is to make us understand and try to get ourselves to behave in the way that we're supposed to. And if we don't, then the one from the West will come. And they are the ones that are going to come with much force. And but he, the purifier, the one that went to the east, is supposed to be big enough to take on the ones that are coming from the west. But that is going to become like the Third World War.
Third World War is the purifier. All right. He has talked much, Grandfather has talked much about corruption in our cities and in our small towns. And I do not know about your reservations, but in our cities and small towns, we have now many, many stories of children going to school and shooting other children and teachers and their parents. Things that we cannot seem to understand at all. Does Grandfather have any idea why these things seem to be happening in our society?
We also might want to see if Grandmother would like to speak on this subject.
But I'm itam yan to din ita so so kit ak nene pero to din ka pa hat pa pai ma tis pa cha chen pa pa kahi ta pasian tip ti unit ep yan na ka ba ma ba kin ka pan to din pa hikis itam te to pa as wuni cha kyang it yan ta na bo ti cha kyang an da itam pa put pan ta ka song ka au ekin ka kito tang na pa itam yet yan ja chang pa itam pet po ko na yan tet na to kata na ho wi itam it enang yan yang ko wi hi hi mo pan ang itam yo mo it poat yo na kat aktan e man ko wi itam ru ut et yan na kat kito tang kato bos tin
in the cities itself, what's going on, what you mentioned, yes, these are part of the teachings that, you know, and the prophecies that when we get to these end times, you know, we're all going to start going corrupt, and
and even, you know, the children, because they don't really believe in anything. And even what we're trying to teach them and what we try to talk to them about. And, you know, they look at you, but they have a different opinion about these things. And they don't believe that. It's hard to try to teach the young ones. And even grown-ups, even adults are in the same situation. You know, it's not just the children who are in this kind of situation right now. It's even the adults who are in that kind of a situation. And, you know, there's a lot of corruption in this way. And but we do know that these things would start to take place in the schools, systems, and all over, where even young children will start to take lives like that, because it's just the corruption of the mind from, you know, the way things are going right now.
It's a nene period. Itam sun yep imacha chayam kuspit it yanda tin nanapte pu yamai amu peoyane.
Even the children will go against their own parents. These are the things that has been taught, that, you know, they're all going to start turning against their own parents. And that's what's happening. That's what you're seeing out there.
Grandfather, yes, we are. Grandfather talked about corruption. Is it reasonable to ask this? Could this be happening to us also because we have reached a fantastic level of technology and have changed from spiritual to materialistic human beings, where our technological knowledge exceeds our spiritual wisdom? Can you translate that?
Yes, he feels that is, you know, happening there, that we're, you know, misleading ourselves from that. From the, you know, material side of it, you know, and, you know, walking away from the spiritual sense of it.
Has this also occurred within the Hopi Nation? It is occurring, of course, in this country, in the cities, in the small towns, this move to materialism. But has it also been occurring within the Hopi Nation?
Yes, it is happening there too, yes.
Do Grandfather's people believe that it is worth stockpiling food and water, or are these changes going to be so big that it simply really doesn't make much difference one way or the other?
Well, Nabuti yang kau hitam it yang dekat ini utin dekat ita ang ngai tan dekat perubahan ita mau hit ni sih kat habis as obi anda hitam na asas total perubut kuit ni yang yau I sih melaya we ang pas hitam hurst tangau tan sen yau lek melaya we ang ane kau hitam put lek.
Nama ini asyik tapan put tangga tu tani yang pasien pampiu ah, ih, tu kau yang enam sen enam sen ini nak pasien
He does know that it is you know, known that we should you know, stockpile the, you know, the our goods, our dry goods, and it's been taught from long time way back that that's why we should never forget, you know, about farming and how to take care of ourselves, because you never know when it will hit, and that's why they teach us these things as young. And and also, to answer part, the end part of your question, if it is worth doing that.
Yes.
When that time comes, it may not be such a good idea, you know, to do that, but it's worth trying to do something like that, because they say that, you know, this the time in their limitation is like at least a month to 2 months that we will be without food and water, so we need to store away as much as we can for that amount of time. And we have different clans who are supposed to take care of these situations that about the food items and things like that. There are certain clans that do have that power and authority over that, but the majority of the people out home have walked away from their teachings, and they've walked away from their spiritual side of it, and they've forgotten that, and I guess I could say that they really haven't forgotten it, but they just ignored it, and now, you know, they'll have to suffer the consequences.
All right. I think that we probably don't have time for another translated question before the top of the hour. So hold on in Phoenix. We're very honored to have you with us. Robert, is there anything that you can think of that we should be asking when we come back?
I would suggest that we ask Grandmother if she'd like to speak on some of these matters.
All right.
I think that would be a good thing, and perhaps we could ask her again about the children or what we can do for our children, and then possibly go into what is meant by the emergence of the fifth world and what we're going to.
And also, I guess we might endeavor to ask whether Hopi prophecy tells us anything about what is going to occur after the purification, after the changes.
What will life be like then?
That's right. So that is exactly what we'll do. All right, everybody. I'm Art Bell, and I don't think this has ever been done before, and we're trying to do it tonight. You're listening to two Hopi elders from the Hopi Sinom in Arizona. You're listening to Robert Ghostwolf, who is in the Black Hills of South Dakota. I'm Art Bell in Pahrump, Nevada. By the way, to get a copy of this program, you can call. Let me give you the number now. We're getting a lot of faxes on it already. The number is 1-800-917-4278. Please write it down. Once again, the number is 1-800-917-4278. 4278. By the time it's all done, it will be a 4-hour program. I'm Art Bell, and this is Coast to Coast AM.
Here's Art Bell.
Good morning, everybody. I am Art Bell, and in the Black Hills of South Dakota is Robert Ghostwolf. In Phoenix, Arizona, or near Phoenix, are two Hopi elders from the Hopi Sinom. We are discussing Hopi prophecy, and we'll get back to it in a moment. Back now to Robert Ghostwolf in South Dakota in the Black Hills. Robert, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right. You suggested that we speak with grandmother about the problem with the children. So let us do exactly that and ask grandmother, if she is there, the same question. We have so many children now that seem to be turning against their parents, turning against their teachers, and turning against other children, in fact, killing them. Some people have looked at our children, and they have said they seem like human beings with no soul, with no spirit within them. What is happening to us?
Can you hear us?
Are we on?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I'll try my best. Well, nobody teach the children anymore about the spiritual pathways, so they are turning against one another. The mothers are so busy working, you know, they don't teach their children at home. So they're being left out, and they no longer, you know, get that love from a mother like they're supposed to. It's really sad to see what is going on out there.
Do you also believe, as we have heard from Grandfather, one, that Hopi prophecy is now telling us the end times are very, very near?
Yes. Yes. That is true.
Okay. Robert, anything?
Grandmother, what words can we share with some of the mothers that are out there that are watching these conditions? There's so many mothers that seem to wonder what they can do and how they can help their children to see. Would you have any words that you can share with these mothers?
Well, praying. First is praying. And, you know, to go through that path with the Creator. We have forgotten how to walk that path, so they need to get on that path to survive.
Okay, that seems quite clear to me. All right, then. Grandmother, thank you very, very much. Thank you for coming on.
Mm-hmm.
And I think now that we need to go back to Grandfather, because I want to ask Grandfather. He has talked to us much about the prophecy of what is coming and coming very soon. So it is a very important question, I believe, to pose. And the question is, after the purification, after the purifier, after the changes, after the war, what will the world be like? So could we ask Grandfather that and... grandmother, you should hang up the phone so that we can hear.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much.
Namaste.
You're welcome.
Himu him dini kita it yan puwat yun ni katao ikus ko kita may puwat o takto hintan ni api ni katuturing labo.
Ang dahita puwat yun ni ka kahakam himo nukpa na papuyip. Wainam naka kitotang wawuyam paas at po ahapi itam yep hin ita wukunawote pam hin ahapi itam yes naka paas at po ahapi pam ni anza itam nat pak kahita hati nanawak na ita nat hapi putaw ka anzat na ito ngayot nat itam kapuwati o kaita na suni tayahan to tanyep himo ang kuita na puthabi ita tis kong ako nakat hihi magkihak himo pang amyo yung itamot pikyakanak po itam puwati we pasat po hati ima hi ita awpup tayo kami wahak ayo o yun hi ito pahanan nuk scientist pass at po po maput it yet he ta akchamala yung nakat pa at po hap ya put yukur totan po pam koya himu pa po ka ang pam huwalang at himu pa po umek yanjak pantakat at pass at po hap itan pa kahitak pa po tete kya kyang po it yan takat kasit ang itam anong to tani pa sa po pa eh mawiwi mi pampa so tini pa sa po no ko mi pampa home oil tinanda eh wiwi mi ti po ni pam home oil tin ha ti po pa itaka kakam po ti tahin sa kya kyang pa ti po ha pita mi kya ha kiwot itam yes na kat kito tanga pa ha po itam yang ima yu ke po ma sinom ang ka nanap tiskat ang yes kamba at po at ya hinsa ak sime po ya po mag pek opi kinik chowal tetet po at ita mea circuit labay tetek ayan pa at po ita nabo usimat ya ao ikinit at haki na yung way po po anda put amam di manta na kat kito tango nuk obi tamba at po sirp wate po at ita sun labay po ita mi ya to tan ka kahak pa ko hakhi tawat na pihi ta namos to tan son ka na pa pi itam nana tup chunit angyang angya kam pa 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 ka su kya pang ka lo imu pang ka lo we lavai pang kang ya lavai am ya tu ka ya no po yo ho pi pa pi pang ka lo ka pu opil vai pi tu khayan na kat ki to tan na pa hin tan ne pi nat pa hin na na ne kak pi nat ho o yo yo ta
well the outcome of this the purifying time after that purifying time the lifestyle will change more or less those people or those ones that are have been working, you know, with the evil and on the dark side are going to be eliminated, and only those that are walking on that one path and believing in that one and with a good heart, those are the ones who are going to continue this. And there will be some, what he was saying, that there will, might be some people who have minds that are like the scientists who are like, that can, you know, develop things. And right now we are not supposed to be taking the minerals out of the earth for any reason at all. You know, and only certain minerals, but only for the amount that you need. That's what was taught. And other than that, we're not supposed to take reap the earth and, you know, tear it up like that, what we're doing now. And like intermarriage is not supposed to be done. Only after purification time will intermarriage be possible, that, you know, we can start to marry other people, you know, other walks. This is, you know, when the people will come together after purification time, and it all walks that have been spared will come together, and one language will be spoken, and there will be one law, and it has been talk that say that, you know, it will be, some people say that it's going to be their language, or they say that the Hopi, it's the Hopi language that's going to be spoken, but this is, you know, something that is not very known as to what language will be spoken, but there will be one language that will be spoken. But togetherness is what will come about, where we're going to come back to what was once before,
in, you know, what Adam and Eve came upon was, you know, when the Garden of Eden, where everything will be flourishing, even, you know, the flowers, the vegetation, you know, everything will be back to normal. But from thenceforth, you know, we, you know, are allowed to do these things, and we can take the minerals out of the earth to use for a purpose,
yes.
And not to but not to really destroy it, though.
All right.
We will be from deep on the field.
And all the what he said mentioned also that, which I forgot to mention was the altars and the shrines of the different societies will be eliminated, and all those will be, you know, have to be put away, because they will no longer have power and authority over anything. So these will be eliminated.
Will there be a single power, a single authority, a single law, or will everybody simply understand inside themselves that we are now one? There are many who talk in our world about a single world government, a single world ruler. Is that what Grandfather is speaking of?
Yes, but not in the fashion that we understand it now, what they're talking about, the New World Order. But more or less in a dictatorial form. But this is, you know, done in a way that, you know, it's where freedom is an essence.
All right. Grandfather spoke about World War III. I would like to be clear about this. Does he see men killing men, humans killing humans, or does he just see explosions and fire? Is that what he calls World War III?
It meant Navuti was a vampire, what Pasian Paniu, Tinis Nako, you saw Soviet from Kaunakan, Napur Happy Bill, E. Nurton near Kaput, Panwat, Turkey, Germany, Nakovi, E. Nurton, that on the pass at Puri.
What you had mentioned about the which one is, you know, the one that's going to be is the he said that the, you know, the taking up lives, you know. This is, you know, what will take place, because it'll be like an elimination of you know, good from the bad. And what, you know, he mentioned about Hitler, that Hitler had done a lot, you know, done away with a lot of people too. And when that took place, and he said that many of the people many of the Hopi had realized this, and they were glad that this took place, because it was a teaching that had took place, and it was trying to teach the people that this is what's going to happen, see. And this is, you know, so look at it as a more or less as a warning that this will take place again.
A warning of a Holocaust.
Yes. So there will be lives lost, and a lot of lives will be lost.
Does Grandfather understand how some lives will be saved while other lives will be spared with so much fire and war? Will it be, well, I guess the question is, will it be like what we call an antichrist, which some people think will arise soon? In our world, an antichrist. I don't know if the Hopi have any similar a prophecy regarding one who will come like Hitler again.
Pai anza itam ityan takat anza ha kai pai as anza tikai kya kyang awu wan tota ne ho wi anza itam ityan takat akhai hai ke layak pu anza pam itam kus ityan takat pas kahak au te malaitan pasat pu e ye phak e te o ka che thimai ta ka pa hat pu na ma tak tan e pi ya nu wat pasat pasat pu ha bi pam pa hi sat pu pan hin te ka wa ka te wa ka te ayo ta bi ka pu pam pa pan pu ta ka ma lai tan pa pa mi an te Jesus Christ pan pa pi pan so ya nan pam a hol pi ten pa i i pa as o wi su kya o wi no kovi tampot panta ngoy takhin tan ne pinato pa aspipan hin ka os kya kya kyang pa ita nat nana me ka kapasian tutup siwa hin tan ne kat ne kovi itam it hisat na ha ka ngoy taan zayan yung ka ne kovi tam pebe win tot ka itam pa ka tup kiw ni yung mahi tan ne kovi tam hak ton sa ityan da ka tiyo ato tak hak naman su kya lem hakam kus it pas yan takat kapede onan na kapahat po pae po ma it yan takat hopit amam pasat po it yan takat au timala yung ne po ak hakam hakim sinam kus it yan wat tiyo yan na kapahat po po ma hati pae sun pas i nanabuti yao su kya Sukya no pai itam nana lavai kimu yung kam pambai alung anza. Ayam mi ma hin wa te ka yung po ayam mi ma te pi pi pa pa yan wa ni kyang po I tup siyo ni pambai sukya ni.
Grandfather, I'm sorry, I must interrupt. Please apologize for me. We are on a break now. If he could finish the answer, and we will get the answer when we come back. Would that be all right?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Breaking right here. This is Coast to Coast AM from the High Desert. I'm Art Bell. And here I am. Good morning. You're hearing a first in U.S. broadcasting history, as far as I know. We have two Hopi elders in the Phoenix, Arizona area from the Hopi Sunom. We have Robert Ghostwolf in the Black Hills of South Dakota. We'll resume in a moment. We are back now with our guests, and we had asked a question about the purifier, about what we call the Antichrist, and whether the Hopi have or understand there to be such a being coming. Do you have that answer now, Grandfather Two?
Yes, that he mentioned that yes, that the Antichrist, you know, the that there is, you know, that he is coming again, but you know, there have been a lot of people that have, you know, walked away from that, the teachings and the walked away from their spiritual paths, and they've, you know, went and, you know, decided to do something else besides, you know, having to walk that. And he will come in again, and that he is the one that is going to set us straight again on this thing here.
All right.
The teachings are that the Creator itself, what we talk about, the Christ, or you know, is the same thing. What life that we were supposed to lead, we've strayed away from it. What he, you know, we told him that we would follow him in the same way. And if we walk away from these teachings, and then see, he was the one that was living that and walking that. And then he gave us a choice to do that also. And if we disregard everything that was taught to us and we walked away from it, he will come back in and step in and take it over again back for himself, because he had mentioned that he was the first and he will be the last. So this is what will happen.
All right, I have a question. People are sending me faxes, and this is a fax I have received.
Okay.
Given that we are in the end times, and that there will be much turmoil, violence, death, and destruction, is there anything that we, the living, can do to prepare our souls for the long, long path that we will all walk down after our physical lives end?
Our teachings that were given to us, we've strayed away from it, and how we are supposed to, you know, if you know, to alleviate the, you know, a lot of some of these things, and it's gonna be too late for us to turn around and try to walk that spiritual path, because you know, we are taught that we are supposed to be on that path from way back, and you know, we should have been changing ourselves quite a number of years back, because it doesn't take overnight for a person to change.
Yes.
You know, to walk a path, that the chosen path, and also, it doesn't take overnight for the Creator to believe in you. He has to look at you, you know, and your heart is the thing that has to change, and it's not going to change overnight. And these are the things that are very hard to change on a person. And so right now, we look at it that it is already too late to start changing.
Okay, I think that is very clear. Too late. May I ask about the kachinas? What are kachinas, and what do they mean to us today?
Well, nawuti mang po ang kaya matipe sa pipa ka kawiwim kyan na kapuma pa son asput panwat pipas tanap tanen na kawit tayang pa put panwat pa ka ka kaya nang pas anta yaa ato tapam hinhin tak pa anta pumayep itkatit wiki wisapiwa halpo may itam aw tuwing lalwa put panwat niya kau na niya itam ima wimit tuwi yung kamamangan pa ho to te put nan nana niya o yak anta yan talang wak e pampayok wang na o panwat hat iya hopi kwilala taka o pampa kak kahakam zi tapay pay takat ep anta kata kapambay son putak mun mun lalay nahi tapahit ako ne ko pang sa pan teng lai ta o ma te awe ne ko po mayok na yak an ta himo ani o tingo no put habi itamita e kala ayo mas mas pi totak o itam kapan wat ko pas na na me tay ng o put ita po pa katup ti ni
these spirits that we talk about are in a sense the teachings, but we can't go into detail of who they are, what they are. I mean, you know, because only an initiated person should know about the knowledge of these. But, you know, the only thing we can say that they are spirits and that they are out there and they have their own home. And throughout the years, our elders of the, you know, different villages have, you know, been working with the spirits and, you know, in making the prayer feathers for them and asking for their power to come in and bring in the rains and for the crops, because we don't have any way of irrigating our fields, and you know, we live in a desert area. This is a chosen area because the Hopi had been known to survive in an arid place, and Hopi has been known that, you know, they would strive and survive even in an arid desert place where there is no water really available for those kinds of things. So they ask through prayer to get their crops to survive. And, you know, this is a strong sense of spirituality of the Hopi.
And it is to these Kachinas that you pray?
Yes.
Okay.
They come in the form of clouds.
Would you ask Grandfather this? Earlier we asked him about the sun, and he said the sun would shift on its axis. There are many who think these earth changes that are so imminent now, so soon, will mean that the earth will also change on its axis in response to what the sun does. Now, the question is there anything in Hopi prophecy about changes in the pattern of the stars? Because that is what we would see after an axis change here on Earth. Would the stars look different?
My answer is that my view on the short month is a spirit. Tawi yung paha ka itam di pa put pa kapas enang piu tutuk kaya pa ita pa aspi pa piu tuwu di pang ni kyang anza di pamba hisat hini u di ka pamba panwa tuwu tutuk pa asom pa ubi di ka anza o pa na wota anza hihi mu panyang pa hihi mu tuwu di asni kyang kuspampas anja no na ang happy au hi tape au mamas ka o kuspampai we mit ang pampe ho put
Yes, he believes that you know, the axis of the earth itself will change, also shift, and that will cause a great deal of earth changes itself also. And about the stars that you mentioned, there have been a lot of stories about these things, and they pertain to a lot of, you know, what happened with the stars too. And he says that it is, you know, he doesn't know, you know, exactly, but he said that it's true that, you know, a lot of what happened with the stars and different things and the patterns are true. And now they talk about these things as like just stories and like fairy tale stories, but most of them are true. And but he doesn't know exactly what, you know, will take place out there again, if that should ever happen.
All right. Would you ask Grandfather to give us some few things that we should all watch and look for to happen in the next, say, 18 months or a year and a half?
Pakin. Kaya po niya. Itapas, itam.
Oo.
he papa si pam no pa wong ni sa puturing la hi ni mo pa sin din ya
o o vi put put pina pang ka la paniu tin ha pina to ni kyang hi put pina pang ka na hi sat ti pam pam den ne pa ti ita ti ngoi ta ni kyang a kha ka ne ti pa e mo ita na ngoi ta put pa ban tan na put pina pa ka kana voti ta kha ka me tin man ta kha kam pam is a team of any of the fight of his young out if I find a one daughter in the pinna no or we put by hope is the park a bank or a party from your new thing if I can
okay he says that the you know these earthquakes are imminent but there is no real date as to, you know, when these will take place. But that big earthquake that was supposed to hit California had been altered in a way by, you know, the Tibetans who had heard about that, and they did a lot of prayers there, and they helped in, you know, altering the intensity of the earthquake that took place in California, and but that is, you know, something that we should look for is, you know, a large earthquake that would take place. It's going to be, you know, real big. That it's, you know, it's going to be devastating.
All right, we are running out of time, and I would like to say it has been a very, very great honor, and you will need to translate once we are off for me to have you and to have Grandfather Juan and Grandmother on the program this morning. And I would hope that someday, if we have the time, that we could do this again. But it has been a very great honor, and this message has gone out to many, many millions of people, and we will all hope that the message is heard and that somebody, individually, many somebodies, will begin to make changes.
Yes.
We will pray for this, and I want to thank you for being on the air with me this morning. So after we're off, would you translate all that for Grandfather?
Okay.
And again, for all your help, I want to thank you so very, very much.
Okay, thank you again for having us on your show.
Thank you, and good night.
Good night.
Robert, we will continue with you if you can stay after the break.
We'll stay.
All right. There you have it. Folks, there you have it. If you would like a copy of this program, again, they're pretty jammed up down there. So the number is 1-800-917-4278. Let me give that one more time. 1-800-917-4278. This is Coast to Coast AM.
This is Coast to Coast AM from the Kingdom of Nye.
So what do you think? Are we going to go back to the way it was? I kind of doubt it. My guest is Robert Ghostwolf. He will remain for the final hour. The preceding program speaks for itself. So, to Robert Ghostwolf in the Black Hills in a moment. Now, let's go to the Black Hills of South Dakota. And we're going to take calls shortly, in just a very few moments. But I would like to simply ask Robert Ghostwolf. Well, first of all, thank you for bringing the Hopi Elders to us, Robert, number one.
You're welcome.
Number two, I wonder if, as you listened, whether there were any surprise answers for you, and just generally get your reaction to what Grandfather said.
I wouldn't say that there was anything in particular that took me by surprise. I think it was clear that we have come to a point, as we look around and see the events that are already occurring around us every day, that we have reached a point where we clearly have to make some very poignant decisions in where we're going to go with our lives and how we're going to live them. Because if we don't make these decisions, if we don't realize the importance of these decisions and we waver back and forth, we will repeat a story that we have done before.
Grandfather seemed rather clear when he said that it is too late. He said that quite clearly. It is too late. In other words, it's irreversible. The changes that are going to occur are going to occur. I may have misread that.
Absolutely. We can't turn the path around now. But what we can do is perhaps govern the way we walk down that path and the impact of what we hit. But as far as changing it and escaping it, there's no escape from the eventuality of the realities that we're going to be experiencing.
There's one more thing, Robert. This broadcast was heard throughout many nations, Native American nations. I'm sure that the Hopi Nation as well was tuned in. And I wonder what you imagine the reaction to this very widely heard broadcast will be. Not so much in the cities where people have listened, but in the Native American reservations and areas. What do you think other nations and other Hopi will have to say about what we just heard?
I'm sure that we're going to get a large cross-section of reactions to it. I would hope that one of the things that we can realize out of this, and one of the things that perhaps the people in the nations will grasp out of this, is the importance of coming back to their spirituality and the need of the earth and of the children for us to wake up and to open up our hearts again.
All right, let's try some call. There's one other thing I want to do. I know that you have two books out with many, many prophecies in them, and there is a number where people can get those books, right?
Yes, they can call 1-800-905-8367. That's 1-800-905-8367. Or they can call Wolf Lodge office in Washington State,
right,
which is 509-465-1606. That's 509-465-1606.
All right, wonderful. And the title of the two books?
Last Cry is the, and Winds of Change, which is like volume two of The Last Cry. And in the book, there's over 400 prophecies.
400. Okay, let's go to the phone and give some listeners an opportunity to ask questions. On the first-time caller line, you're on the air with Robert Ghostwolf. Hello.
Hey, this is Dee from Coon Rapids, Minnesota.
How you doing?
Good, thanks. Thank you for your show. It's very informative.
Sure.
This is for Robert. I just recently got the Hopi Survival Kit book. I've been reading through that. I was wondering if you would know if the elderly Dan Evahima is still alive.
Dan is still alive.
Okay, that's great.
He is.
Okay.
What was your reaction in hearing all of this tonight?
Well, I guess it wasn't as much of a surprise because I've just gone through most of the book of the Hopi Survival Kit, and I recommend that to everybody in the audience to read that. It's really kind of sad. It really explains the Hopi tribe and it really gives a good background of it. And I don't know. It's really informative, even more so. It's amazing how the Creator and who they say Massa, it just really goes along with Christian beliefs.
It is. And as a matter of fact, yes. I've already had several faxes. Robert, it's true. As you listened, if you listened carefully, so much of what Grandfather said has a correlation in the Bible. Did you catch that?
Yeah, yes. And I think if we go back to the sources of a lot of the information and stories that are in the Bible, we go back to a time where people more or less had more of a commonality between them. There's comparisons and that are comparable between many of the Chaldean understandings and their understandings of the stars and the Native American understandings of the stars and the maps and events that will happen, and the same thing in the Mayan, which goes back again to we are truly all one.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Robert Ghostwolf. Hi.
Hello.
Hello there.
How you doing tonight?
Okay, sir.
I appreciate being on. This is Gene from Logan.
Yes, sir.
Utah, KVNU country.
Right.
I very much appreciate your book, The Quickening. It was great.
Thank you.
I'm curious to know from Robert if he knows or cares to comment anything on a white Indian tribe down in Central South America. There's supposedly a very wise chief among them. Do you know anything of that, Robert?
Or of tribes in South America generally?
I believe that what we're referring to is a people known as the Chicagoans.
Yes.
And these are people who were very involved in the original ghost dance with Wovoka and his people. And it goes back to stories of the Pale Prophet. And these people live in Guatemala. And that's really all I would want to say about it right now, because it's a whole conversation that would deserve much more time to explain so it could be understood.
All right. Remember to stay good and close to the phone yourself, Robert. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Robert Ghostwolf. Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Art, and hi, Robert.
Hi.
This is Bonnie from Spokane, Washington.
Yes.
And there are a couple things that have happened today. First of all, the...
Do the wild thing at 702-727-1295.
For years, has never been able to get through, so I was meant...
Well, I'm terribly, terribly sorry that that you didn't get through until now, but we've got you. So anyway,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Okay, first of all, Robert, I wanted to tell you something that happened today here in Spokane. We had a double rainbow, and I have never seen that. I called an elderly lady that I know that's 83. She said she had never seen a double rainbow. Just 4 days ago, we had a hive of bees, a black cloud come over our place. The bees went into an old house, which is 100 years old. I live on a 160-acre farm north of Spokane, and this hive of bees came, and it went into the house. Now, several of things have happened on this farm. My granddaughters are six generations. We have seen the circles in the crops. My fish have been going crazy, bouncing off the side of their tank. Our alfalfa has been dry. The temperature here is 15 degrees lower than normal.
Right.
And I just wonder, and I do have a grandchild that is Native American, and I have a grandchild that lives on the same farm that has a special needs. And the Native Americans evidently used to call our little area here Hungry Hollow. I feel that I was meant to be here. What can I do besides teaching my granddaughters the love and respect and the spirituality that I feel I've been called, and I don't know what that calling is for?
All right. Robert?
Well, I'm going to answer that in a story, and I'm going to try to make the story short. There's a story about one day the sun was having an argument with the north wind. And it said, the north wind said, I bet you that I can make this man take his coat off quicker than you can. And the sun said, go ahead, do your best. So the wind came along and blew and blew and blew, and it got colder and colder and colder. And the man turned around and he kept drawing the coat tighter and tighter around him. Finally, he got so cold, he just went under a tree and fell asleep with the coat on. And the wind kept blowing, and then finally the wind just got tired and gave up. And the sun just sat there watching, shining like it does, doing nothing. And it just kept shining, and the clouds went away, and it got warmer and warmer and warmer. And the sun was just shining, and the man took off his coat. So all you have to do is keep shining.
Huh. Yeah, that's a good answer. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Robert Ghostwolf. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, you're going to have to speak up good and loud for us.
Good morning from San Francisco, KSFO.
There you are.
This is Nancy in San Francisco.
Yes, Nancy.
And I also feel the same way because I try to get through every day last week, and I'm so happy to be here because it's an honor to have Mr. Ghostwolf there and also the elders. It was a sacred moment, very important. And I wanted to share a vision I had and then ask a question.
Sure.
I had a vision 14 days ago, and it was like I was kind of becoming awake. And I saw this vision of everything that Art has talked about in the last week, and it was like the end was coming, and it was very troublesome. And then there was a huge delta wing UFO the size of a football field, and then there were flying saucers around it, and then to the west sky there was like a hologram in the sky, which was a crop circle as described in Linda Moulton Howe's book, Glimpses of Other Realities. And then in the middle there was a hologram in the sky, which was a Star of David type of crop circle that's in her book. And the important thing was to the left of that, there was a vision of, I think it was Ramses the Pharaoh the Second, sitting on a tablet. And then I asked, what does that mean? And it was like, I am the gateway to the parallel universe, which is pure spirit. And I woke up and I thought, you know, that was a very interesting thought, and it wasn't a dream, but it was something I needed to share with other people. And so I don't know whether or not any of the tribes go back as far as the Aztecs or the pyramids, or in their legends they have spoken about any of the pharaohs, because I did a little research, and the two things that refer to those sort of experiences are in Daniel the Second, and it says, but there is a God in heaven that revealeth secrets and maketh
known. Okay, ma'am, we are very short on time.
Yeah, to the king Nebuchadnezzar, which shall be in the latter days, thy dream and the visions of thy head upon thy bed. And then last night I had a horrible dream of a plate shift in San Francisco in the Marina District, and I was so frightened, and I don't dream normally. So I just wanted to ask the question of you, whether or not their folklore or their legends or things they pass on go back to the pyramids, and if that could be tied in.
Well, we have to understand that a lot of the pyramids were actually built by the Native American people. And we also, if we go back through history, and if we go back through Native American history or Mayan history or Aztec history or Hopi history, we'll understand that the colonies in Egypt were actually developed by the people that came from here and from Atlantis. So we look at it from that point of view. And these kinds of visions are happening with a lot more frequency right now, because the wisdom is being opened up, the Earth's wisdom is being opened up, the secrets are being revealed, because this is the year that the wolf will howl, the wolf will sing its song.
Grandfather was very clear on one other thing, Robert, and that was, and it really stuck out in the interview, and that was that there have been others many times before. In other words, there have been other civilizations, others that have come and gone before us.
And they were much grander than us for the most part, in many ways. And the evidences of them and their technology, and also, like Grandfather said, we had means of traveling back and forth to the stars, so we went to other worlds then, and this is a knowledge that was basically, we're starting to find out, was global. So yeah, we're not new, and neither is this movie or this experience.
All right, East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Robert Ghostwolf. Where are you, please?
This is Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Yes, sir.
Hello, Robert.
Hello.
Robert, do you believe in there ever being a time where there will be a total peace, like the prophecies say?
Okay, well, you may not have heard the program earlier, but Robert?
There will be a time, but we're going to have to go through a lot of trials before we get there now. This is part of the process of the purification. Everything that we're going through now is not to harm us, it's to develop us, to strengthen our ability to hold that consciousness. We will never go to a place where the evil will be wiped away by some magic spell. We're going to have to take the responsibility of changing our hearts. That'll change the perception, and that's why it's hard at this time to change that rapidly.
All right. Robert, hold on. We're going to take a break here. Once again, for my audience, to get copies of this program, call 1-800-917-4278. We'll take a break and be right back. Once again, back to Robert Goswolf. Robert, welcome back.
Here we go.
By the way, how are conditions there in the Black Hills of South Dakota?
Summer's slow.
Summer is slow.
It's cool, much cooler than it should be.
Yeah, that's what we get, too. Grandfather said something that really hit me hard, Robert. He said that the crops are burned, that the crops are windburned.
Same thing's happening here in South Dakota.
Same thing's happening here in Nevada. We grow and have grown prolific amounts of artichokes here on the land that I live on. My wife grows them, Robert. And at the beginning of the year, we planted at the normal time, and they came up lush, and it was going to be, in the first couple of weeks, we thought the best crop we ever saw. Then we had cold weather, and we had tremendous winds here, and they all died back. They got dry, and they died back. And so what he said resonated with me, and you say the same thing is happening there?
Yes, and they even, I know for a fact that in Washington State, they had to plant some crops two and three times because the same kind of phenomenon happened, where all of a sudden they would just come in and they would just burn and wither up.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Robert Goswolf. Hello.
Hello. I'm Dan from Omaha, Nebraska.
Hi, Dan.
And, right now I'm listening to you through the internet, or was.
Yes, sir.
And, well, about 3-4 months ago, I had a dream where in the dream, everybody was running around and panicky and everything else, and towns and whole cities were disappearing and then reappearing. And in the dream, I went to one of the areas where one of the towns had disappeared, and it was like the area was going through a dimensional shift. And I went through the experience, and our physical bodies that we know now totally melted away, and we were more like a spiritual light type of being. And I went back to tell everybody else that, you know, there was nothing to fear, and that's when I woke up. And I was wondering if Mr. Goswolf, if that was, if any of the Hopi legends had anything in it about that, or that people would start having the same type of dreams or anything like that.
All right.
I don't know about having the same type of dreams. I'm sure that there are the same type of dreams. There are stories about people disappearing, becoming like smoke, the dimensional shifting, which I made a comment a little earlier about that this is the year that the wolf will sing. And that's got to do with the crop circles in a way, and part of the message of the crop circles is that we, in getting back to the original teachings and getting back to our original roots, one of the things that we're going to have to do is work with the teachings of the sacred circles, which has to do with us returning to the harmonics of life here. And maybe someday we could even do a show on that.
Maybe someday, indeed, we will. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Robert Goswolf. Hi.
Hi, how you doing? I'm Pat in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Fairbanks, yes, sir.
Yes. Are you coming up soon?
I really want to get back.
Okay, because there's someone up here I think you got to talk to pertaining to this issue. I was just wondering what the position of Grandfather was with the Hopi people, then I'd like to comment after that, if I could.
I don't understand the question.
Yeah, the position,
he probably had a role, or what did he do? Was he a shaman, or just a craftsman, a farmer?
Like most Hopis,
sir, pause and get your answer, okay?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Most Hopis, he's a farmer.
Okay.
And he's what you would refer to as a high Hopi elder.
Okay. Because there's a guy up here named Peter John who's an Athabascan elder, and he was once a shaman, and he kind of speaks with the same message about...
Well, I'll be up there in July. Maybe we'll meet.
All right, caller, anything else?
Okay, I'm sorry. No, I just wanted to throw that name, because if you're up here, maybe someone you want to talk to.
Well, maybe he will. He mentioned he's going to be up there, so maybe that will occur. First time caller line, you're on the air with Robert Goswolf. Hi.
Hi, I'm calling from San Diego. I did want to say that I definitely get a sense that we're in effect fixing a broken leg. It hurts to reset it, but we're going to be healed afterward, and I don't think we should approach this consciousness with fear. But I do have a two-part question. I was wondering, Robert, if you're noticing that the veil is thinner between the worlds and sensing entities that don't want us to succeed, and also you spoke about people being awake. I've noticed a vast difference between those who are awake and those who are asleep, and I sense that only certain people are called or compelled to pay attention to the earth changes, and I was wondering if you were sensing this as well.
Again, I think we can go back to something that, Grandfather spoke of, which is it's a matter of personal decision. And where we're headed for is the purification is not so much a judgment
right.
as it is a clarification. It's a birthing. It's a changing and a moving forth into a new energy. And the choice to do that, the choice to open up to visions or to messages or to open up to the new frequencies and harmonics, is a matter of personal choice. There are those who would rather just turn their heads away and not look, and those who would just rather keep repeating the same patterns. And obviously from what we discussed tonight, their outcome is pretty clear.
Mm-hmm. That's why I was wondering about the other entities perhaps influencing those who are not awake.
Goodbye.
Entities or energies?
Entities.
We have created a lot of our own negativity in this reality, and we tend to gravitate toward that much more easily than we do toward the positive outlooks and the positive outcomes. So in order for us to turn around and to utilize the lessons that are coming now is going to take a great deal of personal effort.
Mm-hmm.
We have to relearn how to think good.
Is there any information in Hopi legend regarding entities who do not want us to succeed on spiritual paths?
Yeah, well, I write a lot about that in my books, a lot about that kind of thing.
Well, then I'll have to pick that up. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, and take care. Wildcard Line, you're on the air with Robert Ghostwolf. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir. Where are you?
San Diego.
Okay, you're on the air.
I'd like to ask the question whether the Creator created everything and whether the Creator makes errors. And I noticed that Ghostwolf just said we have to relearn to think good. That suggests that we were in a good state and knew how to abide in a good state. Well, apparently we didn't if we fell out of it. But what I'm wondering is if we were in the good state, on the good path, on the spiritual path, and the Creator is good and His path is good, seems to me that would be the most desirable state of all. So how is it possible for us to desire, as you say, and be more comfortable than the negative if we were originally in the positive? In other words, why is there a need for purification? In other words, how does defilement enter into the creation in the first place if the Creator is good and has complete power and freedom and knows what He's doing, loves His beings, He doesn't want them to suffer? Why all this misery and complication?
Well, I don't know. Do you have a mirror?
We're walking through a self-created dilemma.
Pardon?
We're walking through a self-created dilemma. It's not a matter of casting blame. It's a matter of looking around and realizing what we have created for ourselves.
Precisely. That is exactly what we have done. We have created all of this ourselves, haven't we? And what is coming is a result of, if I listened to the interview carefully, and I think I did, the behavior, the corruption, and all the rest of it. Is that not what Grandfather said?
We have created a self-imposed reality consequence. And now Creator's saying, as Creator always said, choice is yours.
East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Robert Ghostwolf. Hello.
Hi, my name is Stephanie. I'm in Elgin on 89 WLS. Thank you very much. Gentlemen, it's such an honor. Robert Ghostwolf, I've heard you before, and I also got on the net, and I saw the things that you found in the mountains, which were fascinating and wonderful, and what I thought was totally true. It was really an honor to hear that you brought these people to give their information to the world. My question would be, as a person who's trying to get out of a city, and I have some options here. Kind of my gut feeling is to like sort of cut and run and get out to the country, and I'm not that far away from it. I'm in Illinois, but I'm sort of near Wisconsin. I would ask your suggestion to that. And, I have my definite gut feelings, and I'm sort of ready to make alterations here. What would you think?
I don't think anybody should ignore their gut feelings. You can wind up with a real bad tummy ache. And if your gut feelings are saying you should do this, then you should do this. Perhaps most of our own personal dilemmas in life is because we don't follow our gut feeling.
Oh, boy, what a good comment that is.
What a true comment that is.
Excellent. Thank you.
Right, thank you very much, and take care. West of the Rockies, you're on the air with Robert Ghostwolf. Hi. Now, west of the Rockies, now you're on the air. Hello.
Good morning again. How are you? Robert, earlier in the program, you mentioned something about the fifth world, and I don't believe that got addressed. I wondered if you would talk about that.
Quite true. It did not get addressed. Thank you. The fifth world, Robert, what does that mean? Are they referring to dimensions or yet another cycle of the present dimension on this world?
We're talking about where we're going. We've been through the first world, which was the spirit world, the second world, which was the mineral world, the third world, which was the vegetable world, the fourth world, which is the animal world, and the fifth world is where man walks upright in his spirit, where he again becomes that which he was in the beginning. So the fifth world is the world that we will create. The consequence of what that world will be and how many of us will make it through to that other world totally, again, depends upon our own actions.
All right. Let's keep going. First-time caller line, you're on the air with Robert Ghostwolf. Good morning.
Hi, Robert Ghostwolf. It's an honor to speak with you. I'm calling from Vancouver, Canada.
Hello.
I'd like to know what advice you can give for people who are receiving visions and dreams and want to be able to decipher them for to find out the true purpose of why these are coming to them now. I think the most, important ones I've had this year is January 1st of this year. I woke up and from a dream where I realized that I was being shown that there was a lot mass ships that were hovering in the sky, and some people saw them and some didn't. Some members of my family didn't see them, and I was, trying to get them to see it, but I understood later that it was meant for some people to see them and some not. So that's basically, I'm guessing from what I've read in books and from what I've read through other sources, that's one way of looking at it. But also I've had a dream of a female with very long blonde hair. When she turned around, her eyes were perfect circles and there were blue piercing eyes. She was holding a huge crystal that was glowing greenish blue, and there was a tall native guy in there, and I was supposed to protect a little child. And I've had reoccurring dreams where I'm consistently being asked to look after little children.
All right, well, we'll have to hold it there. More and more people having having dreams, having visions, it's becoming, obviously, from listening, more and more common lately. What do you say to these people?
One of the things that they can do that's very helpful is if they try to write these down, like in a little journal, because what we can find a lot of times is that these dreams, as we start to, and these visions, as we start to look at them in sequence of how we had them, they actually tell us a story. Maybe, it's not clear in the one specific experience, but as we look at three or four or five of them, perhaps then it becomes clear to us. And there's a lot of visions that I hear, especially from women, about taking care of children, because in this time I think we're going to see a lot of homeless children, and that too is part of the prophecies.
All right. I think we might have time for one more call. East of the Rockies, you're on the air with Robert Ghostwolf. Hello.
Yes, good morning, gentlemen. Wonderful
hi.
Show.
Thank you. Where are you?
In Philadelphia.
Philadelphia.
Yes, I wanted to mention that I think that as we have these visions and as we have these expectations, that each of us needs to remember that to focus on where each of us is in a process, and that every moment is an important future to us, and that each moment that we do what we consider to be the right thing, we improve all of our chances for making a better transition. And I appreciated listening to the elders very much, Robert. Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening.
All right. Yes, indeed. Thank you for your call. All right, Robert, is there anything in closing that you would like to say to everybody? It's a question I wish I had had time to ask a grandfather, but I thought I would reserve it for you. Anything in closing you'd like to say to everybody out there?
I think the most important thing that we can do now is to realize that we are going to experience things that we have not experienced before. We're going to see things that we never even conceived that we could see. We're going to go through changes. We're going to go through trials. And the most important thing that we can do is to turn inward. Because if we turn inward and we open up the inward, then that which happens outside will be a result of what we've opened up inside. If we keep looking outward and forget the inside, then we'll be lost in the illusion.
Where do you go from where you are now? You're in the Black Hills. How long are you going to be there, and where do you head next?
I'm up here with my family and with elders, talking about what we might do with you if we have another opportunity to hear some people. And then after here, I go down to back to Washington, and I prepare for the ghost dance in August.
All right. Well, it has been an absolute pleasure, as always, having you on. And if the elders there in the Black Hills would like the opportunity to come on and also add their voice to those already in the night this night, we would be honored to have them. So please pass that on to them, all right?
We thank you.
Thank you, and good night, Robert.
Good night.
That's it, folks. That's all the time we've got. I will, however, tell you that we've got some very interesting things coming up. Tomorrow night, somebody who you should be very familiar with is going to be here talking about a very unfamiliar subject for him. His name is Graham Hancock, and it's going to be a very, very interesting program. And I'll tell you why. Because Graham just got back from Okinawa. That's the Ryukyu Islands, south of Japan, south and a little east of Japan. And he actually went on dives there, and he looked at the ruins that are under the water off the island of Okinawa, one of the Ryukyu Islands, actually. I should be accurate here. And I think you'll find that to be an absolutely riveting show. Then coming up Friday night, Saturday morning, we have got some of the nation's best hackers, computer hackers, who are going to come on the program. So we've got a lot ahead. Lots to do this week, and we're going to try and fit in a night or two of open lines at the same time. What you have heard tonight is historic in national radio broadcasting, or any kind of national broadcasting, as far as I know. I'm getting many, many requests. So again, anybody who would like a copy of this program, this very different program, you can get one by calling 1-800-917-4278. Again, 1-800-917-4278. And it's pretty jammed. So if you're unable to get through, my advice is keep trying or wait until later today. Again, 1-800-917-4278, a valuable archive. From the high desert, I'm Art Bell. Good night.
This is Jasa Sagonie, a seventh-grade grandson of Samanuka, keeper of the Holy Cherokee Ark, who during the American Revolution became first beloved man of the Cherokee, head man of the Upper, Middle, and Lower Cherokee. Please join us at 5 p.m. Pacific Time on Sunday evening and learn how you, regardless of ancestry, may gain the privilege of worshiping as you please, even using indigenous, plant-based, native sacraments. Aho. You're listening to a pre-recorded interview from the archives of Prophecy Keepers Radio. Thanks for listening to the Wisdom of the Elders on Prophecy Keepers Radio, revealing closely guarded ancient secrets here in the modern information age of Aquarius. This station's only means of support is through donations and purchases of the Prophecy Keepers Trilogy and Preparedness Library, which includes lifetime online access to a printable 1,000-page intelligence briefing and a worldwide indigenous prophecy encyclopedia. Now, folks, there's nothing else like this collection on the planet. You'll receive instant access to the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault. This is a huge 4.88 gigabyte library, 3,287 files and 222 folders. It includes the Prophecy Keepers Preppers Self-Reliance files and all of our previous over 100 Prophecy Keepers interviews. So head on over to prophecykeepers.com right now and have a free sneak peek today of two-thirds of the Prophecy Keepers trilogy and a peek of the dashboard of the Prophecy Keepers Wisdom Treasury Vault.
Thank you.